It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
While we are all familiar with the local, state, and federal levels of government, there is also a local organization that works to collaborate and provide assistance to governments in Southwest Missouri. With us today is Jason Ray, who is the Executive Director for the Southwest Council of Governments, also known as SIMCOG. So thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Leslie, for having me.
So probably, I'm guessing a lot of people don't know about the Southwest Missouri Council on Governments. Tell us about how it came to be, how long it's been around, and specifically, you have a partnership with Missouri State University.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of the work that we do is behind the scenes. We work closely with local governments, and occasionally we will work directly with the public, but everybody in Southwest Missouri is impacted by the type of work that we do. The Council of Governments is a regional planning commission that was set up by the state of Missouri through state statutes. There's 19 regional planning commissions or councils of governments throughout the state of Missouri. SIMCOG is the only one that we're aware of in the nation that is affiliated with the university. So Missouri State University has an administrative contract for running the Council of Governments, and it's very unique and allows us opportunity to access resources that other regional planning commissions or councils of governments don't necessarily have an opportunity to access. While regional planning commissions have been in existence for about 50 years in Missouri, SIMCOG was established 29 years ago. We're getting ready to start celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we've been underneath the university all that time.
So you mentioned Southwest Missouri. What counties are represented, and how does a county or even a local government entity become a member of?
Yes. So state statutes dictates that SIMCOG serves 10 counties around Springfield. We have Dade, Polk, and Dallas counties to the north, Barry, Stone, and Taney to the southern portion of our region, and of course Greene, Lawrence, Christian, and Webster counties in the central portion of our region. All 10 counties are members of the organization. We are a membership organization, so the local governments within those 10 counties do pay an annual membership dues, and that ranges anywhere from $150 to $2,500 maximum, and it's based on population of the community or the county. And we use those funds to leverage state or federal grants in the area to make local government dollars stretch even farther.
So I know there's a whole slew of services and programs you provide, but zero in on maybe some of the most important or those that you do more frequently with the local governments.
Our most popular program is an annual planning program with MoDOT. So we do regional transportation planning for the rural areas of our 10-county area. So that's outside the Springfield metro area. They have their own organization, the Ozarks Transportation Organization. But within the rural areas of our 10-county region, there's no transportation project on the MoDOT route system that gets funded unless it goes through our organization. We run a transportation advisory council that is made up of elected officials or city administrators throughout the area. The county commissions select who is their representative on the advisory council. And we review and prioritize transportation needs throughout the area every year. And that's how MoDOT populates their statewide transportation improvement program. So it's a very popular program with our local governments because that's how they get transportation funding to the local level. But again, it's one of those projects that the general public doesn't typically become aware of. We also do hazard mitigation plans for every county, and those are for natural disasters. So preparing local governments and school districts and identifying ways that they're going to respond to natural disasters or prepare and mitigate the effects of potential disasters. Having a hazard mitigation plan in place, which is updated every 5 years, allows the local governments to access federal emergency management dollars. So if a school district or a community wanted to build a storm safe room, or replace a low water crossing. If they don't have a hazard mitigation plan in place, then they're not eligible to apply for those federal dollars. So again, having this plan in place really opens up access to other resources. We provide a number of other resources, including technical assistance services to local governments. We do code reviews, comprehensive planning. We draft subdivision ordinances and zoning regulations. We also do economic development and other kind of odd projects that local governments need, such as grant writing and grant administration as well.
So can a local government or governmental entity reach out to you, if they're a member, reach out to you for assistance on any of these programs you've just described?
Absolutely. And I like to refer to SimCog as a clearinghouse of information for local governments. We might necessarily not do the actual project or have somebody in-house that can help, but we have a huge network since we work with state and federal agencies, so we can get somebody in contact with them that they need to.
You've mentioned working with state and federal agencies. Do you lobby or advocate for your members in Jefferson City?
We definitely do not lobby. We advocate and educate elected officials. In fact, all state legislators within our region serve as ex officio members of the SimCog Board of Directors. So we try to engage them in our meetings at the local level and let them know what's going on within their districts. But we also take a trip up to Jefferson City. I'm up there once a month. And we have a statewide collaboration of regional planning commissions. We talk about statewide issues. And then we take that opportunity to meet with our elected officials as well, educate them on what state dollars are being spent in the area and what federal dollars are being leveraged as well.
So what's the value of having SimCog, not only for each member, but more specifically for the region as a whole? How does it strengthen the region?
Well, as I mentioned with hazard mitigation plans, a lot of the planning projects that we do for the region, whether it's at the local level for a county or a community or an actual regional plan like a comprehensive economic development strategy for all 10 counties, having these plans in place that we help write and prepare allows our local governments to be able to access state or federal dollars. So if we didn't have these plans in place, there'd be millions of dollars that would not be accessible by local governments, because the federal and state governments want to know that there's been thought and planning going into how these communities are going to be spending their resources. And I think taxpayers can appreciate that as well. But just to emphasize, like I said, we are a membership organization. We get about $40,000 a year in local government dues, but we leverage those $40,000 to get over $1.2 million worth of federal and state funding to Southwest Missouri, and most of that's federal funding.
So if the listeners are interested in more information, I know you obviously have a website, but tell them how they can reach out or find out more information about the Southwest Council of Governments.
Yeah, so they could go to simcog.org, that's S-M-C-O-G.org, and they can check out information on there. It's a new website, so we're still in the process of updating it. But they could also sign up for our biweekly publication that we put out called the Southwest Missouri Local Governments Briefings, and that includes all sorts of information about state and federal agencies and funding opportunities that are available right now, and more information about the organization in general.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Jason Ray, the Executive Director of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.